WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's cybercrime news. A hacker took over the Chelan County, Washington Emergency Management Facebook page, according to the Wenatchee World. The breach was brought to the attention of the public after the page's profile and cover photos were changed to promote Crocs, the popular clog shoe. Officials quickly contacted representatives from Facebook, who recognized the urgency of restoring the page, as it is used to share public safety information with its 44,000 followers, and ultimately revoked access from the hackers. A new £50 million UK center will train the world's cyber experts, Forces reports. The academy will be based at Shrivenham in Oxfordshire and will launch this year, enabling defense personnel to be at the forefront of cyber technology, strategy, and operational awareness, according to the Ministry of Defense. This closer alliance will strengthen NATO ties and boost the effectiveness of British troops on multi-domain operations around the world. From Bronx Times, a Montefiore Medical Center research coordinator's USB storage device was stolen, exposing personal information about more than 1,300 patients, including names, medical record numbers, and clinical information. This marks the Bronx, New York's Medical Center's second data breach this year and sixth since September of 2020, which in total have impacted the privacy of over 12,000 patients. A South Carolina man was sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison for stealing a large amount of new iPad models, the Apple Watch, and other expensive electronics from Walmart, according to Apple Insider. The man, who pleaded guilty to 4 counts of mail fraud, worked at a Walmart distribution center in Pennsylvania, where he hid the stolen electronics in delivery trucks, mailed them through FedEx to his addresses, and shared the proceeds of the sales with others. He was additionally ordered to pay full restitution of $536,000 and forfeiture of $461,000. San Francisco's city government has approved a plan that would give police access to thousands of privately owned surveillance cameras, Motherboard reports. The plan, which will give cops the ability to monitor public and private spaces in real time without a warrant, was spearheaded by Mayor London Breed and has been condemned by privacy and civil rights groups since its announcement. From Cointelegraph, an Ethereum arbitrage trading bot managed to hit the jackpot and lose it all on the same day in an ironic turn of events and decentralized finance. The bot allegedly took advantage of a huge arbitrage opportunity that came when a trader attempted to sell $1.8 million in CUSDC through the decentralized exchange Uniswap V2 and only got $500 worth of crypto assets in return. The bot, detecting this chance, immediately sprung into action and gained massive profits. But only an hour later, a hacker exploited a vulnerability in the bot's bad code and tricked it into authorizing a transaction that drained its balance. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm Hillary McClure.